Nice, nice. We'll get into that. And, of course, we also have to get in the perfect cities, the perfect place for fall.
Mm,
we've got the perfect place for fall. Mm-hmm. All that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
We have breaking news from North Korea. Moments ago, two U.S. officials told the Associated Press, American soldier Travis King is now in U.S. custody. State media in North Korea had announced earlier today he would be expelled for allegedly confessing to crossing the DMZ in July. U.S. officials said King was punished for misconduct while he was serving in South Korea. Again, American soldier Travis King in U.S. custody. We are not sure where or how, but we are just getting that news. First, writers and actors, then auto workers. Will hospitality workers in Las Vegas be next? They voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike against major resorts along the Strip. CBS Las Vegas' Kyle Payne has been talking to union members.
They are dollars apart in hourly wage, asking for more benefits and better job security against technology whittling down its workforce. A strike would be just fine with Shireen Jackson, a housekeeper at The Link. Single and
definitely underpaid and overworked.
Jackson doubles as a DoorDash driver. She says she doesn't make enough and works more than she should.
Bartenders, cooks, and food servers would also be included. Members of the Writers Guild are returning to work for the first time in 4 months, but actors are still on strike and there are no new negotiations scheduled for them. Eric Haywood was on the WGA's negotiating committee.
I hope that this inspires, you know, the studios to really respond, to really hear what SAG is asking for.
Writers will get 12.5% pay raises over the length of their 3-year contract, as well as more streaming residuals and new protections against AI. A wedding celebration turns to tragedy in Iraq. Health Ministry spokesman says about 100 people were killed, 150 injured, when fireworks sparked a fire just as the bride and groom began to slow dance at a banquet hall northwest of Baghdad. Unclear if they were among the injured. Authorities say flammable building materials allowed the flames to spread quickly. Millions of U.S. families who rely on child care could be at risk. At the same time, Congress works to avoid a government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
There is a bipartisan task force that is looking at other potential legislative solutions, but there's growing concern about this child care cliff and a potential government shutdown hitting at the same time, which could hurt families and these child care providers.
It's time to play America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball. Good evening, America. I'm Laura Johnson. Tonight we have another life-changing.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now at Staples, the prices of HP printers are dropping. Save on HP Smart Tank and enjoy even more savings on ink. Save on the HP Inkjet, perfect for high-quality pics. Save on HP Laser printers, great for tackling high-volume document printing. Now through September 30th, save on Staples' entire selection of HP printers, some as low as $69.99. With HP printer price drops at Staples, now is the time to upgrade to HP, America's most trusted printer brand. See staples.com/HP for details.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated showers again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of sound in production, Seth Habegger.
Hey, good morning.
And I'm here. No,
Of everything else.
We got entertainment news for you. We've got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to talk about how video games can help you and maybe even save you. We're gonna get into some fun, interesting stuff about video games and how they can you get smarter from them. Mm-hmm. We've got that coming up. We're looking forward to and the best cities to go to in fall. We've got the best state to visit this fall.
Nice.
The best
state.
Oh,
very cool.
We start with entertainment news, and this is kind of funny, especially, I'm just going to say LimeWire.
LimeWire?
How many people remember LimeWire? It was a website where you could illegally download music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And it was a website that, and there was a lot of sites like this where mm-hmm. you could download MP3s for yep. free and all that. And it was a big deal. Napster was probably the biggest
one
of
these. The most
famous
one, yeah.
Napster, yeah.
And there was a lot of like artists that lost some goodwill because of it, because of the way they came out about it.
Yeah, right.
the biggest one being Metallica.
Yeah.
And two decades ago, Lars Ulrich went after Napster and its users for stealing his music. He took a public beating for it. In fact, South Park even did a whole episode on this, destroying them, where they're basically doing like a PSA, like, please don't download music. Poor Lars had to give up his second jet because you couldn't download, you know, and all this
buy
stuff.
Buy our record, right? Yeah.
Well, now he's not really worried about it. He's on a new episode of Smartless, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful podcast by Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. Fantastic podcast. He said, quote, I'm happy that anybody cares about what we're doing and shows up to see us play and still stream us or buy or steal or record us or whatever. The engagement itself, I think, is the triumph and the victory. So now that you're, and I'm sorry, I'm not calling them has-beens like they aren't, but they're nowhere near as popular as they were back then.
20 years ago, mm-hmm. yeah.
So now it's okay. Now it's all yeah. right. Now it's all right. Now I've already got my two jets.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know,
it's so lame. I wouldn't have even said anything about it. Or if I did, I would have owned, hey, I was kind of a jerk. I had my head up somewhere, and
that's physically impossible, right? Yeah,
yeah. Anything than other than what he just did.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
one of the things that I really, really, really dislike is when people get up in arms about something. And I mean, he was everywhere complaining about this.
He was treating this like it was a civil rights issue.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even exaggerating.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and it's happened several times with people. Like, they get on their high horse about something like this, and then it turns out it's like, yeah, I guess it wasn't that important.
Right.
Afterwards, yeah, it's like, what? Oh, come on now.
The dust settles, and you're like, oh, turns out not a big deal. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't stand that.
I'm looking at you, Moises Alou.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say there are a number of angles on this. Mm-hmm. I am angered by the idea of artists not getting paid what they deserve and not right. having their own material and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That anger has nothing to do with their fan bases.
No.
Zero to do with their fan bases. The whole issue with all of this comes down to record companies.
Yep.
And producers.
100%.
And if you have an issue with this, if you are an artist, you should be taking it up with your producers. You should be mm-hmm. taking up. I know you're not supposed to bite the hand that feeds you, but bite the hand that feeds you. It's their fault. They're the mm-hmm. ones that have done this. They're the ones that have created this industry the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And society in general. To me, so right now, and I would say not right now. This has been going on since you and I were doing rock history, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
There is a huge influx from these companies going around to like towns like ours and bands that play cover songs and stopping them or suing them.
Stupid.
Nickel and diming these bands that don't have two pennies to rub together, but I'm going to take everything you've got and I'm going to make sure that you can't do your touring or anymore, your tribute music or tribute bands anymore and all this. Where if you talk to real artists, they'll tell you that band playing Freebird help Lynyrd Skynyrd sell more records.
Exactly.
To the artist community, you get it. You get, by promoting this, they're helping me in the long run. I don't understand where these companies just have, they're in their own bubbles, and they don't seem to understand.
They go after everybody. They'll go after dance studios for allowing their dancers to dance to, you know, a certain song that want them to pay royalties for.
And I think the biggest thing that was so disconcerting about the whole, you know, Metallica thing was they were siding with the record companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what? You were supposed to be, you know, we do our own thing, you know, they'll come to us kind of thing. And now you're going to do that? What? Yeah,
it was lame.
No, it was very lame.
They never gained, they never got a lot of that fan base back.
No, they didn't. They alienated so many people.
They're one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they've turned into shells of themselves or anything
No.
But between,
they have not really suffered.
But between that and changing up their music a little bit here and there over a couple of albums, they've lost a lot of their fan base because of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was disappointing in a different way. This story is disappointing to me in just a selfish way.
Okay.
And I admit that completely. It's not lost on 80-year-old Mick Jagger. That's right, 80-year-old Mick Jagger. That he won't be around forever. Now, his partner, Keith Richards, will be.
For some way, he will last forever, yes.
As the great Robin Williams told us in one of his jokes, it's going to be the end of the world, nuclear explosion, and it's just going to be Keith Richards sitting around with a bunch of cockroaches. You know, I smoked your uncle. You know? it's just, that's all that's going to be left. Mick Jagger had an interesting conversation the other day, and he was talking about something that I thought was interesting. Quote, you can have a posthumous business now, can't you? You can have a posthumous tour. The technology has really moved on since the ABBA thing. Of course, he's talking about ABBA's Voyage concert in London with holograms. But the Stones won't be slowing down into holograms anytime soon. But he is open to the idea of holograms, of the Stones doing a hologram tour while they're still alive.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of this whole thing, of the hologram thing. I find it a way for record producers and companies to make money off of dead artists.
Yeah.
Yep.
It seems exploitive.
This is part of what years back, I don't know how many people will remember this, but Coca-Cola did an ad where they had John Wayne and Bing Crosby and all these people in it.
That, yeah.
And they got sued up the yizyang. they got like hit crazy over this. And all of this is part of what the strike is going on right now. When we're talking about the dangers of AI, this is what we're talking about.
Yep.
How would you like it when you died and somebody could take your likeness and do whatever the heck they wanted with it? Mm-hmm. You think John Wayne was ever going to sell Coca-Cola?
He would have done it if he wanted to during his lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think John Wayne would have sold Colt 45, let alone and even Colts, like the actual guns.
Like the guns.
I don't think he would have sold. And John Wayne wouldn't have put his name on anything. Hmm. John Wayne maybe loved smoking cigarettes more than any human being ever, and he would not have promoted those.
No.
Like, so these kind of things are important, and this idea of the hologram thing just speaks to me about that. Now, you could make the argument it's a bit different if the artist is alive and they are choosing to do this. I don't know. It's definitely a different part of the conversation.
And as long as they are being, you know, they're the ones gaining the lion's share of the reward of whatever the idea is, then
that's the crux.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If that's their choice, then I think you're right, James. I think then they go with it. But you're right, you know, and if nothing else, one of my pet political things is reforming copyright law in the United States and around the world. This has something to do with that as well, this posthumous stuff.
The Stones are still releasing new music.
Just did, yeah.
They've got a new one coming out tomorrow, Sweet Sounds of Heaven, featuring Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder.
Whoa. That's a mix.
Boom. Yeah. Just wow. Wow. I'm checking that out. I got to hear that. I want to hear Stevie Wonder with the Rolling Stones. Lady Gaga is amazing and all, but I want to hear Stevie Wonder. That's my guy. I want to hear him with this Rolling Stones.
Can we just take a pause for a minute and marvel at how smart Mick Jagger has been over his career?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has been one of the most canny self-promoters of any public figure I've seen, because he did it deliberately. That's just how smart he is about it. He knew what he wanted and he did it. Wow.
He has navigated through some dark waters here and there and still managed to be here at 80 where he has not gotten canceled. He's still doing his thing and the Stones are still putting out new music.
It's amazing.
It is something to really look back on and everything. Mm-hmm. And we wrap up on an interesting one here. Have you guys ever done the Airbnb thing? I've always wanted to do this. I've never done it.
Yes. Yep. Okay. I did it when I went to Hawaii, and then I've actually got a friend who does Airbnb. She's got a duplex, and the other she lives in one side, and on the other side she does it. So we stayed there. Well, she let us do it for free, but so technically, yes, I have done it there too. Huh. So
interesting.
Yeah, I stayed at one near Madison.
Oh, cool. Oh, very nice. Well, someone recreated Shrek's Swamp in the Scottish Highlands, and now you can rent it out for a three-night stay, an Airbnb in October. That's right. You can Airbnb Shrek's Swamp.
Cool.
Airbnb is offering it for a two-night stay for up to three guests from October 27th through the 29th. Booking opens on the 13th. If you're lucky enough to get it, you can relax by earwax candlelight and enjoy a nice parfait. In the morning, you get waffles, obviously.
Obviously.
You gotta get waffles. And the downside is you have to book and pay for your own travel to and from Scotland.
Which is
for
considerable.
Two nights.
Considerable, yeah.
I've always wanted to check out Scotland. It's one of the more beautiful parts of the world. Scotland, Ireland, all that area over there. I would love to be able to check out just in general. But then I see this place, and you guys, this looks so cool. I'm not even a gigantic Shrek fan.
Yeah,
but I am a I am a big Hobbit fan. And I know that they're going for the Shrek thing here.
Yeah.
But it reminds me very, very much of like a Hobbit house.
The Shire. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. I love that.
Oh, wow. That's very authentic. The bed looks wow.
So I'm showing Seth
some pictures
of it. And I just tried to combine your name with pictures. Path. I just called you Path. I don't know.
Could have been worse.
It's unfortunate you've already named your boys because I just gave you a perfect name for. No, they have good names. Yeah, Seth is absolutely right. Like you watch the cartoon and you see, it's almost like eerie how good
they put a lot of work into this to make it authentic. Yes,
they did a really, really, really good.
Did they
job.
Even put a donkey in there?
Yeah, they put a they got donkey in there.
They got donkey. A stuffed donkey.
You got a stuffed donkey in there. No word on and they even have the earwax candle. They made a real candle.
A real candle out of it. You can light it. Oh, how about that?
That is pretty cool. That is a really cool job. I don't know how much it costs. That part I'm curious about.
I'll bet it's not cheap.
The fact that they don't tell you the price is never a good sign.
No, not a good sign.
And the bathroom is located 20 meters from the main living area in a standalone facility.
An outhouse. Yes, an outhouse.
Got an outhouse. You have to. That's pretty cool. That is a pretty cool idea. I imagine whatever money they spent on this is going to make that stay expensive.
It will. Yeah. They're going to make their money back, though. Yeah. I got a feeling they really will.
Yeah. That's. I would check that out. Would you guys do that? Would you guys? let's say you got a free flight to Scotland back and forth.
Oh well, heck yeah. Well,
then
I would. I would time it just right so I could also attend the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh. Because I've always wanted to go to that.
What's
too.
The Fringe Festival for
it's
those?
The big theater, independent, I should say, independent theater festival
independent
that they
theater.
Have, which is why it's called Fringe.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing festival. There's been some big shows that have come from it too. So
I was just, that's where Lucette is going to be performed.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nicely done, Melissa. Nice. I was going to say that it's very similar to like the theater version of Sundance in some ways.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, wait a minute. If they don't know that, then they might not know what Sundance is, so it's a horrible metaphor. It's a horrible comparison. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're talking video games and intelligence.
Oh, I thought we were playing video games.
Yeah, you and I are going to be playing video games. Melissa's going to be informing the audience, and, like she does. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add style and luxury to your life. Save big money on beautiful shower doors that will transform the look of any bathroom. Save today on your entire bathroom update. All Max shower kits are 11% off at Menards. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated showers again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Bangkok, Oriental. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at in WFHR here in Wisconsin Rapids, not in Bangkok.
No.
We're not in Bangkok.
Speaking of shows, though, yeah. This is from a musical, yeah.
That's right.
From Chess, yeah.
Yes. Wow. A song from the movie Chess.
Yeah.
It may be the most 80s sentence we've ever said, or you, at least one of us.
By the two guys from ABBA.
Oh, there we go.
They did the music for it, so... Yeah.
That got now that was it. That was it.
There, yep.
Let's get into this and kind of got a little bit of an 80s theme leading into it, mm-hmm. a bit of an 80s story in some ways. Of course, video games have been around longer since, I would say the late 70s is mm-hmm. when they really yep. first got into gear and into the public eye and into society, but it was the 80s where they blew up.
Exploded, yep.
The home video game became a thing. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you didn't have to shell out a bunch of quarters. You could play at home. Mm-hmm. And of course, Pong got this whole thing started, mm-hmm. And I'm just getting us started to segue into the conversation because Melissa actually brought this to my attention, and I thought it was a really cool topic, Mel.
Yeah, so I found this article by Richard Meyer, which and this is a current one. I mean, it was published in January of this mm-hmm, year, mm-hmm. The title is "Can Playing Video Games Make You Smarter?" and they actually have bad news, good news, but even better news because there are some cognitive consequences experiments that they've been doing. Hmm. So we have all heard of the video games that are supposed to help you with your mental flexibility, your spatial processing, your reasoning, or your memory. Hmm. And that is what they did this testing on, cognitive skill, like attention, perception, and those things that I listed. So they split this study group in half. One half plays a video game targeting that skill for 2 or more hours, and then the other half engages in some other activity like playing a word search game.
Okay.
And then they gave them all the same test again. So the bad news is a careful review of published scientific research shows that most off-the-shelf video games do not improve cognitive skills.
Don't.
Now, this is this holds true for strategy games, adventure games, puzzle games, and many brain training games.
Ooh, interesting.
That's the surprising thing. Hmm. Now, the good news, there's one genre of commercial games that can improve cognitive skills, and that is first-person shooter games.
Wow.
What?
Huh.
Yeah. So playing action video games can continually exercise your perceptual attention with immediate feedback under a variety of ever-changing contexts and with an increasing level of challenge.
Wow.
So that is something that first-person shooter games do, or action video games.
How about that?
Now, here's the even better news for those of us who aren't Doom fans like Seth.
I like Doom, too.
Yeah.
Some research groups are having success making nonviolent learning games that work the same as those games. Mm-hmm. So they've used these evidence-based theories. The one game that they mention in this article is called All You Can E.T. So space creatures are falling from the sky and you must shoot up food or drinks depending on ever-changing rules.
Yeah.
So this task, this trains task switching, or what some people call multitasking, which is an executive function skill associated with academic success.
Wow, okay.
So they found that by playing this game, as little as 2 hours improved your task switching skills more than playing a word search game for the same amount of time. And that game is for free on Google Play Store for Google Android Play, or Apple App Store. Yeah. And they've also been working on creating a game called Neuro Driver, which is a car driving multitasking game, which is what I would choose.
Yeah. this one looks awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been shown to train attention control skills in older adults. And it's also targeted to help kids with attention deficits, which is cool.
Very cool.
And Melissa, did you see this last part? In 2020, it became the first ever video game approved for medical marketing by the FDA.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it's available by prescription. That is really cool.
You can get it. You can get it prescribed.
Yeah.
Prescription video game. We finally made it.
We finally made it, everybody. I'm tearing up. I'm all emotional over here.
Oh, my
gosh.
But, you know, with studies like this, as the article wraps up, we can look forward to a future when researchers and developers collaborate to construct fun games that train specific cognitive skills. Then that hour of day of play really will make you smarter.
Wow,
it's
amazing.
It's such a fascinating article and a conversation that is interesting to me on a number of levels. One, because it's something that we've been fighting for since we've been playing video games.
Right? Mom, it really is.
Yeah, yeah. And now we've actually got a little data to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the data doesn't prove everything we wanted it to.
Of course not.
No.
But it proves things we didn't even know we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's just wild. All the different angles this takes and different directions it pulls you in emotionally and just scientifically. And everything. I am fascinated by this in for a number of reasons. One, so all the personal stuff and the things that we just touched on there, but more so, I know a handful of coders. I got to be friends with a number of people in Silicon Valley when I was out in California, and I talked to still some of them, and some of them have gotten really not only burnt out from the industry, but kind of like hit the wall. What more can I do? How many more ways can I make it so you can blow somebody up or these things? This has an opportunity to really like revolutionize the industry in the coder level, where
it opens up another avenue.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
A whole new genre can be developed from this, where you can have fun and have you're like this game where you're shooting. It's Space Invaders. It's the old Space Invaders game.
Yeah.
It's just done a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And now with these understanding these techniques better, working with neuroscientists to figure out, hey, how can we actually make these games? The guys who have been arguing, guys and girls, I say guys, sexistly. I'm sorry.
Right.
The men and women, because one of the coders I'm talking about is a woman.
Yeah, right.
So these coders now have this opportunity to work with this and to change this industry to where when they were kids, the same people that were making this argument can now actually make that argument
happen.
Boom! How cool is that?
That's pretty amazing.
How many industries does that happen in? That's pretty fascinating to me. That's pretty dang cool. I'm so thankful that you sent this to me, Melissa.
Well, and for those of us that enjoy gaming, it also is kind of awesome that there are options available, and there will be more as more and more, like you say, coders jump, you know, get in on this, that you know are actually benefiting you, which is cool.
one of the biggest industries that has not faded, that has not died down, whether it was the pandemic or anything else, is the video game industry and the rise of female coders and females in this industry.
Yep.
So it's another added bonus of this, and not a coincidence to me that these things are happening, and you've seen in the last 15 years a rise of women in this industry. You're seeing a lot more you're seeing the industry get a lot smarter. Not a coincidence, people. It's not a coincidence.
Well, and you know, it's fascinating to me is that it's not what you're representing on the screen. It's not, you know, like it's not the first person shooter, the violence. It's not this, it's not that. It's actually what the rules, you know, the game, how it operates. That is the biggest thing. That, to me, that's fascinating. And I think we're just finally, I think we finally hit that, Eric, kind of like what James was touching on. We finally hit that space where it's like, we figured it out. But we doesn't mean it's going to limit people's creativity.
No.
The sky's the limit. I mean, you could do anything with this.
Because here's the thing, guys, and I've been saying this for years. They need an adventure video game that is a workout. Okay, so it's a combination of Wii type of video game platform with this. So, you know, you're actually like working out your brain as well as your body while you're playing an adventure game. I mean, how awesome would that be? That is my ultimate workout right there.
I want to play that right now.
And you could even tie in some VR stuff with this as well.
Exactly. I mean, I'm saying. So, like, you know, to accomplish this task in your adventure, you have to do this many jumping jacks or, you know, whatever it is, physical activity.
Yep.
Right now, Mark Zuckerberg, if he was hearing this conversation, is pulling what little hair he has left out. Where were you guys when I created the metaverse and I spent billions on this? Yeah. I'm going to use these ideas. You can find this article at knowledgeablemagazine.org, knowledgeablemagazine.org. They've actually got a lot of great reporting done over there. A shout out to Richard E. Mayer, who does a lot of good reporting. I've seen his name over the years do a lot. He's a bit of a freelance writer. You see his name throughout a lot of things. Does really in
educational psychologist.
Wow.
Yeah. He does some good stuff. Some good stuff. Encourage you to check out more of his
science
work.
Communicator. Love him.
Again, knowledgeablemagazine.org. A big thank you to them, and a gigantic thank you to Melissa for bringing that to us. Thanks, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
Well, let's get to Melissa's news. We'll come back, and we're going to talk fall, everybody. We're talking autumn when we come back, and the best state to visit this fall. May surprise you. Surprise you.
All right.
It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We are facing a national blood shortage. Right now, hospital demand for blood products is outpacing donations. The Red Cross is urgently asking for donors now and throughout the fall to help patients counting on life-saving blood following accidents, during surgeries, and for the treatment of conditions such as sickle cell disease and cancer. The next community blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids are Tuesday, October 17th from 10 to 3 and Monday, October 23rd from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School. If you are interested in donating, call 866-566-5900. The Red Cross is holding blood drives November 1st at Nakusa High School from 1 to 6 and November 7th at Grace Lutheran Church from 1 to 5. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School is holding an Oktoberfest celebration this Saturday. They are transforming their school's athletic field into German picnic grounds with the gates on Prospect Street opening at 3 p.m. They'll have delicious German cuisine, water, and kegs of root beer from Stevens Point Brewery. There's no cost, but you can give a free will donation. They'll have games, crafts, an old-fashioned cakewalk, meat drawing, and the polka music starts at 3:30. It's homecoming week for Port Edwards and Lincoln High School. The Port Edwards Homecoming Parade is Thursday at 6 with a community pep rally at the high school gym afterwards. They'll have a bonfire following that on the north side of the high school. On Friday, Port Edwards hosts Tri-Country at 4 p.m. for their homecoming game. Lincoln High School will have their homecoming assembly at the LHS Fieldhouse on Friday at 1:20. Their game will be Friday night at 7 at the Wood Trust Bank Field. The Lincoln Red Raiders will host the Marshfield Tigers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio stations.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary, president of Cleary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated showers again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hey, 19, that's Aretha Franklin. Little Steely Dan to play us in.
Queen of Soul.
Way back when in 67.
Tightest production you'll ever hear.
Sadly for the people involved.
Yes, yes. Ask Michael McDonald how his voice box is doing.
Yeah, right.
We love autumn around here. We're all fans
we
of
do.
Autumn. We
yeah.
like the changing of the seasons, the everything we talk about. We've been talking about up until this point about it and everything. And we're going to get into this a little bit more now. Some people have been feeling fall vibes for over a month now, but now that autumn is finally here, officially arrived, someone conducted a study to determine the best states to visit this fall.
Okay.
And number one is Wisconsin.
Oh, what? Hey.
No, it's not. It's not technically. What? But let's be honest, it's Wisconsin. Who cares what this list says?
In our hearts, it's Wisconsin.
And I'm saying that as an Illinois person. I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I stand by that. I don't care if I lose some points with my Illinois people. It's the truth.
And even better, I mean, for me, it's even bigger because, I mean, Minnesota, it's close. It's close, especially go to the North Shore of Minnesota,
yes.
man.
Yes.
But I got to give Wisconsin the props on this one.
We kind of have to.
Yeah.
And I admire that. I admire that you did that. I was not trying to put you on the spot with
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Very
fine.
Big of you, Seth.
I don't think people understand, unless you're a transplant like us, how hard it is to do that. But it's the truth.
It's always better where you're from,
it's
right?
It's always better where you're from. But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah,
I will say Grant Park this time of year, my God. I know that the media and even some local media likes to treat Chicago like it's a third world country and it's a war zone or something like that. It is not.
No.
There are plenty and plenty, plenty of places to go and bop around in Chicago where you can be perfectly safe and you're absolutely going to be fine. One of those is Grant Park.
It's a huge city. It's got lots of different parts to it. Yeah.
So the number one state, according to this article, and it does come to us from LawnStarter.com. California.
California?
A place that basically doesn't even have the changing of the seasons.
They must be talking about Northern California.
Yeah, That and most of California like has basically two seasons, summer and not summer. Like,
exactly,
that's it.
Basically.
Summer and not
and
summer.
And that's a Californian joke. That joke's been around a long time, but I'm just stealing that from them. So interesting that we're already in an interesting spot on this. The study claims it considered over 20 metrics, including fall festivals, outdoor attractions, apple orchards, corn mazes, pumpkin patches, wineries, cideries, hay rides, parks, camping, and weather. New York came in second, followed by Washington State, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Oregon, Colorado, Minnesota, and Maine. Louisiana came in last, followed by Oklahoma.
Okay.
Hawaii and Alaska were excluded.
I understand that because of their extremes of temperature. Yeah, it's going to be a little different there. So, yeah.
So I know that I think we can have some fun and pick this list to shreds and everything if we want. but I encourage people to join the conversation and let us know, like, what is it about fall and autumn that stands out in Wisconsin? Or if you have visited other cities or other states, or you're from other ones, what is it about those that you love? We when we did have Phil Hartley joining us last week, Phil, of course, for those that don't know, was from Maine.
Yes, he
is. And he was telling us about how Maine is this time of year, because, my God, I can't imagine how beautiful it is. And even the way that Phil was describing it was pretty beautiful.
And New England in general, I think, is very nice this time of year. I know Vermont is singled out, and they were on the top 10 there as well. I've got one for you. Corn mazes.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places that – they're all over in Wisconsin. I don't remember where I grew up in northern Minnesota. I don't ever remember doing anything like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
In Wisconsin, it's a thing in Wisconsin, and I think they're really cool.
Yeah. I'm sure they exist in Illinois because the corn is such a big thing in Illinois, especially northern Illinois, but I never came across them. I don't ever remember hearing about them or anything. And my parents and my cousin's parents were dying for things to have us do. So if there was a corn maze, they would have
taken you there,
You're telling me there's something that I could send my kids into and they're safe, but at the same time I don't have to know where they are. Actually, it's part of the gig that I don't know where they are from. Sign me up.
You know, and they might get chaced by, you know, a chainsaw, axe wielding,
Leatherface.
My father would have taken me to a corn maze every day. Every day. Just drop me off. Just drop me off.
It'd be good luck.
The corn would have been my babysitter.
He would have been a child of the corn. Had to be said.
So let's take a look at this list. And again, you can go to lawnstarter.com to see the complete list.
That's weird.
It's just a weird site to be doing.
Okay,
this.
Whatever.
Take that into consideration.
Yeah.
You know. So as I mentioned, the top 10, I already got to those. Minnesota coming in at number 9. Maine at number 10. At number 11, Wisconsin.
Oh, just missed the top 10.
So we just missed it.
All right.
Maine was at...
We're up there.
Yeah.
The overall score for Maine was 44.47, Wisconsin 44.24. So just right there, right there.
I have to go with the New York one is pretty good, too, especially upstate by the St. Lawrence River. Oh, it's gorgeous up there in fall. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the first thing I thought of. But I will say, Square Park, Madison Square Park, or the famous park.
Oh, Central Park.
Central Park.
Central Park.
Jeez.
In New York City.
I am telling you, this morning is one of the worst for me. Central Park.
Coffee by osmosis. Doesn't work, people.
Doesn't work.
No, James tried it. Doesn't
experiment
work.
Didn't work.
Experiment failure. What they've done with Central Park is such a magnificent beauty to see.
And
to,
really nice.
And when you get the outside shots of all the city, and then right there in the middle of it is this beautiful nature, you know, wilderness.
Central Park is huge, too. I don't know if people realize how big Central Park is and how hard they've had to fight to keep it.
To keep it.
Considering what's around there and how much value there is in that land. Think about that.
I'm devastated by the idea that a lot of my friends from out that way will tell me that it's just a matter of time before they tick. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just they're going to cut away little by little at it. But to be fair, they're also cynical.
Well, they're cynical New Yorkers. What?
Yeah. I only know a handful of New Yorkers, and they're all cynical. They put me to shame.
They're so cliche.
I have to mention this. Illinois came in at number 14.
Not too bad. I mean, your Midwest states in there. You got to get that.
It's pretty cool. I feel bad seeing some of these other states. Like, Delaware came in third to last.
Delaware did.
That was a little surprising to me, just because you would think out east they would have some, you know, some of this or whatever. A lot of these, of course, southern states, not surprising there. South Carolina finished in the bottom 10. I do not agree with that.
Oh, really?
I was out in South Carolina during autumn, and it's beautiful. I think it's pretty. I think but South Carolina in general is pretty pretty. So
it is. I have to check in with my folks and find out what they think of fall down there, what their specific one is. I do want to give one quick shout out to Vermont, because they have that in Rutland. They have that famous huge Halloween party every year.
Oh, yeah.
That's been, you know, the, for some reason back in the 70s, Marvel Comics made a big deal out of it. It appeared like every Halloween in all their comics. The big party in Rutland, Vermont. Okay. What's that? Well, it made it big. So
I wonder how big it got because of that.
I think it did. I really do.
Let's say there is somewhere, okay, you have, carte blanche. a blank check. You can go anywhere to spend the autumn season.
Mm.
The whole season of autumn you can spend in this particular place. Is there a place you would go, or would you just stay right here? I'm asking both of you, and I'm asking the audience, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation.
Boy, I was looking at some of the cool events in throughout the state of Wisconsin for Halloween, and I'm like, man, I would stay here because there's so many cool things to check out. Yeah. I see Old World Wisconsin is doing a very cool Halloween theme thing for the weekends in October that looks really neat, that kind of thing. So, I mean, yeah, I'm sticking around.
Melissa?
Just because I haven't been out east yet, I probably would choose to go out there.
It's nice.
And then just tour around, travel.
Go around through New England is good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give my answer now, because poor Melissa is going to have another thing.
Dang it. That's it, I quit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the audience. We lost Melissa, and it's my fault. It's my fault. I'm right with you, Melissa. It's the one part of the country the closest I've been out east is the Carolinas, which isn't really considered out east at all. And,
Southeast, yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to the... Not just New York, but Maine.
Vermont.
My mother, being a big Stephen King fan, has talked about Maine so much, and we've talked about going up that way and everything. That it's just that instantly in my head, that's where I would go, even without the fall seasons and stuff. It's a place I would want to visit. But let's find out from you where you would want to visit. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Good.
Oh no. Ooh. Oh, no. I don't know how good your connection is, bud.
Hello? Is that better?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm disappointed in that survey. I really, truly am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisconsin being in out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have one of the biggest Oktoberfest in the country.
Yeah.
That's true.
In La Crosse.
Yep. We didn't even get to that.
There's so much
that goes on in the autumn season in this state, and we didn't even get to that part of it. Yeah. It's a good point.
He's right.
You know, granted, I know, I think probably Michigan probably does outdo us in apples.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do have more apple orchards, but boy, we have some pretty good ones around here that I just think it's that survey. I mean, I could be biased because I'm a Wisconsinite, you know, born and raised in Wisconsin and very true to my state. But, comes to the sport. I feel Wisconsin sometimes does not get the respect that it should.
Every single Wisconsinite should go to Bayfield for the Apple Fest.
Yeah.
That's an amazing experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Bayfield's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That experience. And to your point, sir, Seth and I don't have the Wisconsin bias or anything, and I say bias in quotes. but we both feel the same way. This state is it. And I mean, to me, if you're going, I feel spoiled as somebody who loves autumn that I've gotten to spend so much time in this state and getting to see it. I'm looking, even just glancing out our window here at the studio, we're not exactly in a huge, luxurious, you know, visual place, and I've got nothing but beautiful trees in front of me.
Turning colors, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. I can count five of them, six of them, seven. I'm counting seven right now that are just glorious right now to look at. And that's just in front of our building, let alone if you go up north or you go to certain parts of Nakusa. How about Rome? Rome this time of year.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
My goodness. Yeah. Just take a drive through Rome, everybody, and you're going to, be paying attention to driving because you're going to be distracted because it's so beautiful out there.
I mean, this weekend could be a perfect opportunity, though, too, is if you don't have a pontoon or a nice boat, get out on the Wisconsin River.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Boat the river.
Or
the other rivers in the state. I mean, the colors are just amazing, and I'm out and about in Wisconsin Rapids all the time, and out by 64th and Washington last week or 2 weeks ago, the colors were really popping out. And I know this year, I know they're saying that the colors might not be as good or last as long because of the dry summer we had this year, but you still can
be
driving around and seeing all the colors that you do here. And here's another example of seeing some beautiful colors, and I've done it probably 4 or 5 times is go up the rim out and then take the chairlift.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's been on my bucket list since one of the first girls I dated out here told me about that, and I can't remember her name, but I remember that. I remember wanting to do that.
Wow.
I remember, yeah, that, she talked about it so like it sounded so cool.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to check that out, sir. Before we let you go, is there something in particular, like one thing that you would say to this company, to anybody doing these surveys? This is what makes Wisconsin stand out when it comes to fall.
I would have to say it's experience the festivals and the colors. That's just what we had to do. And
I agree.
I'm so lost for it. I guess I'm just kind of
I get it because how do you put something like that into words that you've gotten to we all get to experience and mm-hmm. know, and we know. If you don't believe us, come to Wisconsin, come check it out.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. You can take your word for it. And sir, I think that answer and calling up was good enough to get you a shirt.
I agree.
I agree.
We haven't gotten you a shirt yet, man.
Yeah,
I just realized that.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while since I won anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop by the studios when you have time, and you go ahead, and we'll have something up front for you, okay?
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Great call.
I got one quick thing to shout out for my state, because it's very unique. It's in Duluth. They have an old ore boat, the William A. Irvin, that they do tours. Yeah. And every fall they do the haunted tours on the boat. Now I knew the people who put it on for many years, the theater people that did it, and they did an amazing job. There's nothing quite like going through those narrow, passageways on an ore boat and then getting the bejeebers scared out of you,
because
they did a great job too. It was a lot of fun.
Just being on the ducks a little while ago, mm-hmm. and how that could get, I can imagine if you threw scary with that.
Yeah, right.
Like jump scares and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. That'd be interesting. Great conversation, everybody.
Great conversation. That was
great. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get into some That Ain't Right stuff, some local good stuff, and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 66. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 54. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some local good stories to get to in a moment, but we got to start with a That Ain't Right story. And I've been dying to talk about this for a couple of weeks, actually. September 8th got this article.
Okay.
Comes to us from UPI.com in their oddities section. A Pennsylvania man earned a Guinness World Record by going to the movies 777 times in a one-year period.
Whoa!
Yikes!
Wow!
Going to the movies.
Yeah!
Wow!
Zach
single-handedly trying to keep movie theaters open.
That's awesome.
Right, well done. Well done. Zach Swoop, 32, of Carlisle, started his attempt with a screening of Minions: Rise of Gru back in July of 2022 and completed his record attempt with a showing of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny 1 year later.
Wow!
Man, that's two movies a day.
Yeah, Swoop
broke, almost.
Swoop broke the record of 715 sent by French cinephile Vincent Crone back in 2018. Swoop said he saved on movie tickets to his local Regal cinemas by signing up for the Regal Unlimited membership program and all that.
That's getting your use. Wow. Yeah.
No kidding.
The movie fan said he would see up to three movies after work on weekdays and squeeze in more during the weekend.
Wow. Swoop that must be all he did besides work.
Yeah. Swoop said the movie he saw the most times was Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, 47 views.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
His favorite film the year was Across the Spider-Verse, and his least favorite was The Devil Conspiracy. He said the record attempt was aimed at raising awareness for mental health issues. Regal Cinemas celebrated his success with a $7,777.70 donation to the American Federation for Suicide Prevention.
Oh, very cool.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Now, you may be asking yourself, James, what is there ain't right about this story? That everything is great about this. This guy broke a record. It's funny. It's cool. And then
for a good cause.
At the end, it's for a great cause and everything. Well, the that ain't right part is that it's not me. This should have been my record. This was mine, people. I was built my whole life for this.
Oh.
That ain't right. Dang it. I'm joking. Great guy. We appreciate you, sir. Certainly, not saying he did anything that
James,
noble here.
James, we will find ways for you to watch some more movies.
Thank you.
We're working on that,
and,
actually,
and
right
eventually
now.
We'll find a way for you to break a world record.
I want to do both things so bad. I've got so many movies I haven't watched that I'm dying to watch, and I really do want to break a record. I think it'd be a fun thing for our station to do. I really want to do this.
We put us on the map.
We just got to think of the record, and apparently we can't do this one. Dang it. No. In all seriousness, well on this person.
Yeah.
Well done, Zach. Well done. And we do encourage people to look more and more into the mental health layers of that, mm-hmm. and all the things that involve that.
Yeah, and you don't have to watch that many movies.
No.
In order to do it.
No.
Leave that to him. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool events going on locally here in town, Seth. One of them, well, it is, let me double check, let me leave the calendar. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, and that means one thing.
Bingo!
Oh, I was almost. You were that close, guys. So close. You were so close. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 at our local Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Go have some fun. Support the Elks. And say bingo.
Yeah.
Say one for me.
Yeah. Get on over there. The Elks Lodge puts a lot into our community. Mm-hmm. They hosted American Heroes Cafe this morning. Hope everybody had fun there with that. Enjoy. The Job Center of Central Wisconsin has got a job. Wood County Resource Fair going on today. In fact, it kicks off in just a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. It'll be from 10 to 2, and the resource introduction will be at 11. This is taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 320 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Stop on by and find out more about how they're connecting individuals to services for all stages of life.
Nice.
Everyone is welcome. Get on down there and check that out.
That's very cool.
Encourage you to do so. And as we've mentioned a couple of times, get on over to the United Way's website, uwswac.org. Sign up for Day of Caring,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the Reader Mentorship Program. Mm-hmm. Find out more about that. And if you have a yard that you could use mowed or lawned,
raked up. Yep.
Raked.
Get on over there and let them know. Get over to uwswac.org and be sure to sign your yard up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I have one more event I want to mention since we were talking about mental health. NAMI of Portage and Wood County has family support meetings on the second Monday of the month. So the next one is October 10th from 6 to 7:30 at the United Methodist Church in Wisconsin Rapids.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. A waiter at an IHOP in Massachusetts got a nice tip the other day. A group who calls themselves $1,000 Breakfast Club stopped in and left him a $1,300 tip.
Nice.
Whew.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Rescuers in Maine saved a 15-year-old kid on Sunday after he slipped on a trail and fell 60 feet down the side of a mountain.
Oy.
He broke his leg, but he's going to be okay.
Nice.
And the name of the place is Tumbledown Mountain.
Oh,
That's a little on the nose.
That ain't right.
That part ain't right.
It's a beautiful story, but that part of it ain't right, man. That's not cool.
It's aptly named.
It is aptly named, at least. At least there's that part of it.
I don't think they were referring to people when they said tumble down. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
And a morning show in Montana brought in over $77,000 for a fundraiser to support literacy. It's called Books for Kids, and it's the third year they've done it. More than 4,300 kids at 14 different schools will get one free book a month for the entire school year.
Awesome.
Very cool. So there's that seven number again. Mm-hmm. Wow, lots of sevens today.
And another reference to morning show doing some good.
That's right.
We like to think that our morning shows here at WFHR have been doing some good for a very long time, and we're going to continue to do that. We are always going to be broadcasting right here from Rapids. We are going to always be doing a positive show, and we're going to be supporting local. And we will continue to do that for at least the next 30 seconds.
Okay.
Until the end of the show. No, we always do.
Then you're on your own.
Going strong.
Yeah, we're always going to do that. Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Lance Plimo, Wood County Board Chairman, going to join us in part one. We'll have our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record that. And in part two, Callie Johnson and Odessa going to join us. We'll be talking with them. They're members of the ODC. Mm-hmm. The ODC has Milkweed Market and a free haunted house at the ODC this year. We're going to talk to our friends over there and have some fun.
Fun.
Looking forward to it. You too. Great show. Thank you so much for hanging out.
You too, my brother.
Thanks, you, James.
And we appreciate our callers and our listeners out there. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.